You're listening to the Preacher to Preacher podcast. If you follow me on social media, you probably are aware that we have a small hobby cattle operation, nothing big. We have just a few head of cattle. It's really more something fun for us to do and piddle with. And part of owning cattle, selling cattle, raising cattle, buying cattle is going to the auction or also getting to know about what size your calves need to be. For instance, if you have a cow-calf operation, when you sell them. And so one of the things you have to do is kind of get familiar with how big a, for instance, 400-pound calf or 300-pound calf or 700-pound calf is. And since we don't have any scales on our farm, there's a lot of guesswork involved in that. We try and get our calves to a specific weight before we want to sell them, and we try to guess, well, about what did they weigh? One of the fun things about going to the auction is when you bid on calves at certain auctions, you don't know the weight. And they'll bring the calf out or the cow, and you'll be looking and see this little calf or bigger calf, and you're having to kind of guess. And I like a phrase that my father-in-law uses. When we go to the auction, he'll let a few run through the chute, and he always tells us, or he tells his daughters, and they always say, well, he's setting his scales. And I like that phrase. He looks at a few calves and then lets them get bid on and then lets them get back to the actual scale, and it'll come through and he'll say, oh, well, I thought that one was 400 pounds. It actually was only 325. Or I thought that one was 300 pounds. It actually weighed 425. And you kind of get a knack, is the more you watch through, the better you are at guessing what weight they are. I want to use that today for a metaphor to kind of think about us needing to set our scales when it comes to ethics. I recently put a post out on Facebook. It was a test more than anything else, and it was a test referring or a post related to the Reba McEntire song Fancy. If you listen to any country music, you're probably familiar with her. I'll go ahead and tell you, I've listened to her music. I've been to a couple of concerts where she performed. She's a fantastic entertainer. But she has this song which, when it was released, was quite controversial. In fact, there were several producers, music producers and studios that would not produce the song. She had to go out and become a little famous before she could produce it, because in the song, the mother buys her daughter, poor mother buys her daughter a red dancing dress. And, you know, the innuendo there is that she is dressing her up and preparing her for a life to be sort of a call girl, a geisha girl, a prostitute. And the key line in the song is, just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. And I put the post on Facebook up and I said, you know, some of y'all still think Fancy's mom did the right thing. And there's a lot of people who hear that song and say, well, yeah, that's justifiable. And she was living in poverty, and she bought her this expensive dress and painted her face, and she got her out of that. And now she's in a, you know, she's in a fancy hotel, and she's living a big life, and she's got plenty of money. Now, you know, if you're looking at life simply from financial achievement and standard of living, where you're living, how nice is the place you're living, what kind of clothes do you have, how much money do you have in the bank, Fancy's mama may have done the right thing. But when we set our scales from the biblical worldview and from a biblical point of view, we find out that, in fact, the truth of the matter is Fancy's mom didn't do the right thing. You know, I joked with a friend as we were commenting on the post. I said, you know, if Fancy's mom would have said, just be nice to one gentleman, Fancy, maybe he'll marry you. I said, maybe if that line was replaced, maybe that would be a better thing. But, you know, the Bible tells us that when we're evaluating, and a lot of times I get asked this question, you know, how do we know what's right? How do we know, you know, how in the world can we evaluate things sometimes that maybe aren't right there in the scripture? You know, if the scripture says you shall not commit murder, it's pretty clear that if you go out and commit murder, that's sinful. Or you shall not commit adultery, it's pretty clear what that means, right? But there are things we run into in our lives, and there are things we can do that can kind of, maybe we say, how in the world do I determine what's right? Or maybe we get into a certain lifestyle and our scales can be off a little bit. We think that calf weighs 300 pounds. Actually, it was a 450-pound calf. And so what that's going to do, if you're at the auction, you may spend more money than you think, or your calves may not sell for as much as you think. And so it's really important that you get a pretty good knack for setting your scales. And in the same way, our consciences are like that. The Bible talks about in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 2, a group of people who have consciences that are seared. I like what the old New King James says. It says, their consciences are seared with a hot iron. And it implies that they have become callous to, or they can't feel the sting of their consciences anymore. And, you know, the old Jiminy Cricket, always let your conscience be your guide. That's okay if your conscience is set, if the scales are set and they're accurate. But one of the things we need to understand is our conscience can be changed. In fact, Paul in Ephesians 4, verses 18 through 25, speaks of a group of people. He says, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity, but that is not the way you learned Christ. Now, he says these people, and he's speaking of the Gentiles who did not have Christ. They're living in this sinful, broken world, and he said they're living in ignorance, first of all, there in verse 18 of Ephesians 4, but he says they have a hardness of heart and they had become callous. And because of that, they had given themselves up to certain sinful practices. And he said, you haven't learned that in Jesus. Now, what this implies is there's a different way of living when we come to Christ, that we have to reset our scales. We have to think about how we make moral and ethical judgments as Christians. And so he goes on to speak. He says, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Now, what Paul is saying there in Ephesians 4, 18 through 25 is that the world's conscience has been burned by this hot iron. Things that should be evil, they don't feel evil anymore. Things they should have guilt, they don't feel that guilt anymore. Things they should be embarrassed about, they don't even know how to blush anymore. And so their scales are all off. They've got to get an accurate measurement of the situation. And he says that happens through our education, our learning, our coming to know Jesus Christ. And he says, now there's this new self that's created in the likeness of God. And now we have this renewing of our mind. It correlates very well with what he says there in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, specifically verse 2, when he says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And notice what he says, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Well, how do I know when something's right or wrong? Well, the first thing I have to do is set my scales. And I have to do that by digging into the Word of God and letting it guide my heart and guide my mind. And ask the question, not do I think this is right or what do I feel is right or wrong, but asking the question, what does God say is right or wrong? And more importantly, maybe even than that, than saying, well, what does the Bible say? Even taking it back to the basis of what sin is, because sin is that which is contrary to the nature of God. And so asking the question, is this something that is contrary to God's nature? Is this something that is God-like? Is this something that helps me bear the image of God in the world? And if the answer is no, then my conscience needs to be set to say, well, that's just not right. And so as we deal with moral decisions and ethical dilemmas, and we're living in a world that becomes more calloused, we need to be a people who set our scales. And let's make sure we don't do that by what the world would approve, but let's make sure we get an accurate setting by turning to God's word. May our God bless you.